On this episode, one perspective to free yourself from the box of comparison.
This is the Holistic Alpha Male Optimization Podcast, where we help you unleash your true power as a man.
Hey guys, welcome back to the show. I'm Stephen Mathis. Thank you for listening. Comparison is one of the ways that we can very easily, very readily rob ourselves of not only joy of experiencing life, but also of our potential. Because anytime we compare ourselves to someone else, anytime we compare ourselves to even a previous or imagined version of ourselves, we put ourselves in a box. That's what we do. Anytime we compare ourselves to anything, and I'm sure that you've probably felt this, you've felt how comparing yourself to someone else, whether it's someone you see online, on social media, a friend, a family member, whoever it is, comparing yourself to them, it doesn't make you feel big and expansive and powerful. It makes you feel small and contained and not good enough. Comparison does not serve us ever. It will never serve you to compare yourself to anyone else. And here's a perspective that I think really helps with that. You, your life, you are a work of art. The definition of art, there's a couple of definitions that apply here. One is a skill. Anything that is developed as a skill can be referred to as an art. Thus, the way that you live, the way that you approach your life, the way that you approach each moment is an art in and of itself, the way that you live. Another definition of art is anything that is brought into the physical world for the purpose of being appreciated and understood. And I have faith and knowing that Source brought you into this world so that you could be appreciated and understood, because you indeed are a work of art. And not only are you a work of art in general, but each day, each moment is. You are not the same from one day to the next, from one year to the next, even sometimes from one moment to the next. Each moment, each day is an individual work of art. There will never be another today for you, and there will never be another you. So this moment, this day, is absolutely unique. Now, yeah, you might share some similarities. Some aspects of that moment may share similarities with other people who are having their own moments. But ultimately, it is and you are absolutely unique. Trying to compare one human being to another is like comparing a sculpture in Milan to a painting in New York. How do you compare the two? You don't. Ultimately, we know with that kind of art, if we talk about that kind of, quote, art, it is absolutely in the eye of the beholder. People have paid very large sums of money for pieces of art that other people may find completely worthless. Ultimately, it is absolutely in the eye of the awareness that is witnessing that piece of art. So here's what I want to bring this back to. We so often compare ourselves to other people. It does not help us and it's painful. Here's something I have found very, very helpful in this is to remind yourself over and over again that today, that this moment that you're living right now, it is a piece of art. It's completely unique. It doesn't matter what anybody else, how anybody else judges it or the value that they would place on it. The only thing that matters is it exists and you exist and this moment exists to be something, to convey a truth, to convey a life force, and it stands on its own. So every day that you live stands on its own for what it is. It cannot be compared to anyone else. It actually can't be. Not only should we not compare ourselves, trying to compare ourselves, certainly in a grand scheme, or even if we tried to compare something sort of smaller and more specific, it just doesn't work. You are ultimately unique. You cannot compare yourself to anyone else. And I can promise you that if you look at anybody that you admire or look up to, or that you might compare yourself to in a negative way, they're doing the same thing. They are living their own unique version of their art, and trying to compare your art to their art will only do one thing. It will limit the range of possibilities, which is ultimately limitless. It will limit that to this little box. You will create this little box, and as part of that, you will be inside that box and you will not be big enough to fill it up. You're never going to be big enough to the box that to fill up that box that you create if you try to compare, ever. You will never be big enough to fill it up. And it is completely imagined. It makes zero sense to compare anything about this moment for you as an individual living an individual day and an individual moment. It makes zero sense to compare anything about that to anyone else. So the next time you're faced with some kind of comparison that makes you feel small or boxed in or not good enough, remind yourself that, you know what, right now, today, this moment, it's a work of art. It is what it is. It doesn't need to be judged. The best thing we can do to serve the art that is our life is to be authentic and be true to ourselves. That is, if we again kind of remind ourselves or draw it back to some comparisons from some physical, you know, pieces of art that you might know of, ultimately, the only reason they are anything worthwhile is because they're an accurate or at least an in-depth exploration of that moment and that individual in an authentic and true way to them. That's the only way that your life will ever be the art that it really can be, is if it's just uniquely you. So again, remind yourself the next time you want to compare yourself, you know what? I'm a work of art. This is a work of art, which means not that it's like, oh, this thing to be put on a pedestal and I'm a work of art and oh, I'm so special and fancy. No, what it means is that it's unique. It is what it is. You know, to a parent, to a first-time parent especially, their 2-year-old or 3-year-old making a picture with crayons is the most beautiful art they've ever seen in their life. They're not pretending that it is. It literally is. That is literally how it resonates with them. This is the most beautiful thing I've ever seen. It doesn't matter how anybody else judges it. It only matters, is it authentic to you? Is it truly you? That's how your life will feel like a work of art instead of feeling like a comparison. Just be authentically you and come back to that reminder. It's art. It's unique. It is what it is. Today, it's its own thing. There will never be another today in my life. There will never be another today in your life. It is a unique thing that stands on its own. Go live your life. And last reminder, it is a skill. We can live artfully. We can live more artfully in the sense that we can live by more intentionally creating, because the degree to which we really expand our truth and create that into physical being, that is variable. It is variable depending on how we live. It is not predetermined. And the way that we can bring more of that into physical existence, thus magnifying and deepening the work of art that is you, the way to do that is to continue to live on purpose, to live with intention, and to live artfully. That's what living artfully really means. It means living in a way that you recognize that you are creating every day. You are creating. It doesn't matter if you go out, you know, you might be a garbage collector. God, thank God we have guys and women who collect garbage. We need people who do all the jobs. So it doesn't matter if you do that kind of job and you don't have anything else in your life that makes you feel in this sort of societal view of artistic, living your life is art. And it is especially art when you live it artfully, which is intentionally, which is recognizing that you are a creator. You're a powerful creator. You get to create whatever you desire. Go live your life and create. Stop comparing yourself to anybody else. Stop comparing one day to another day. That's another thing that we often do. We compare today to, oh, how do I feel today versus how did I feel a week ago? How did I feel a month ago? Today is its own unique piece of art in your life. Let it just be what it is. Sending you guys all my best. Thank you for being here. Have an amazing rest of your day. We'll talk to you soon.